Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankute. He's the author of Built on Trust. He's the purveyor and the founder of the Learning Center, learningcenter.net. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Try to find that book, Built on Trust, folks. Is it still in print, isn't it, Arki?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's called an evergreen. It just keeps selling.
So it's like the Bible. I'm telling you, it's the Bible. It's the Bible. It's the Trust Bible. That's what I call it. Arki, thanks again for being here. So how do you establish and reestablish a culture of earned trust and convert that to productivity? How do you do that?
If you have leadership that that understands it's the best practice, then that's very, very important. So leadership makes that mandate, defines it, asks opinions of people, responds, and reaches closure. That's very important. That when somebody comes to you with an idea or something they want to get done, that management particularly gives a date for an answer and follows that date. And if you don't have the full answer by that date, then you update by that date and say, well, we'll have a full answer by such and such. So that is called closure, so that who is going to do what by when. And if leadership of the company can model that, first state it as an overall goal, and then really be the example and have management do the same, that goes an awful long way.
Can we call those trust standards? I don't know if you have another word for them. If you've used it, maybe I've heard you use that. But here's why I'm saying that. So folks, trust is in the air. You can't hold it. You feel it. It does produce tangible results, because if I can trust you, then that means that we can make things happen and we don't waste time and resources. I can trust you. But there's something about when you and I are working together on something. I don't know about other people, but I have in my mind a waypoint out there in the future, to use an aviation term. I have a waypoint in the future in my mind that it's like an electron. It's spinning around my head. And that waypoint is when I'm expecting to hear from you. And I'm hoping that you're going to give me back what you promised. But if I know I can trust you, I know that, I know I'll either get it or I'll know why not. And so I quit worrying about it. My point is the worst thing that could happen in this scenario, since I can trust Arki, the worst thing that would happen would be that I'll know why I didn't get it. And I can deal with that. In the marketplace, I can deal with that. And so that's something that I sense. I just feel that. And that is powerful. And I'm calling those trust standards. What do you think? Ask, respond, closure.
And it results in great transparency. If you're having this closure, it results in great transparency. People know what other people are doing. And so people tend to sign up less for things that are unrealistic. We call those pretended commitments. So that they'll work out the doubts before the plan is made. If they know, or if we know, that there is going to be an endpoint or a set of endpoints, and everybody's going to expect those endpoints to either have the result or know why or know when the result will be produced.
Can I give you a quick, let me tell you a real quick story. I'm in the middle of a project right now, and there's a bidder that I wanted to have bid on the project. The other guy who's running this thing for me says, I've had trust issues with him before. And I said, I understand, but let's just see if he'll bid on the job. Let's just see what happens. I had a reason for wanting to bid on it. Well, guess what? He's late with the bid.
Yep.
So even though he may have the best price, I've already ruled him out because this is the other guy was concerned about it. I gave him a second chance. He hasn't performed. So I don't care what his price is. He's out now.
Yes, because you can't count on it.
Can't count on it.
That's so important. Not just nice, but necessary. More successful.
It's the best practice. Arkie, thank you for being here. Will you come back soon?
Well, my pleasure, Jim. My pleasure. And my compliments to you. You are making a great contribution.
You too, Arkie. Arkie Chakutay, ladies and gentlemen. LearningCenter.net. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.